food depended on these blows. The water of life was in my shop.
Aha. This is what you get. The treasure is in here. But I have to come out of here to look around to find it. This is the trick. Yes, I have to find my own personality, that one thing that I could be, or I should be. But for that, what should I do? I should come out of this animal to transform, to understand that it's in me to come back to me. Yes.
Begone, for I have met with a great piece of fortune to confound the idea that I was destitute. Deem me foolish or contemptible as you please. It is mine. Say what you like. Beyond doubt, I have seen my wish. Call me anything you please, O foul-mouthed one.
So, when I found it, I don't give a damn. What do you call me? Call me whatever you want. Because I found the stuff that I was looking for. You think I'm stupid? So what? Yes.
Call me sorrowful, O respected sir. In your view, I am sorrowful. But in my view, I'm happy. Alas, if the case had been reversed, a rose garden in your view and miserable in my own.
The opposite of this is that you will be glad that you punished me and I'm sad. Why should I be sad? I am the one that made an effort and now has the fruit. The outcome is mine. You are just a silly, selfish fellow. I don't know what to call it. Yes?
Parable. One day, a base fellow said to a dervish, "Thou art unknown to anyone here." He replied, "If the vulgar do not know me, I know very well who I am." Alas, if the pain and sore had been reversed, and he had seen me while I was blind to myself. Suppose I am a fool. I'm a lucky fool. Luck is better than perversity and a hard face. These words express your opinion, for my luck at the same time endows me with all that belongs to intelligence.
Good to listen. A short paragraph, which is a parable, to explain what complication was there. Somebody told a dervish that you, nobody knows you. So, you shouldn't feel good. The dervish said, "Yeah, nobody knows me, but I know me." Do you think it was better if it was reverse? Everybody knew me, but I didn't know me? The best knowledge for me is to know me. To find what I am. What does that mean? What I am. What I am for we. Because my personality is not in me. My personality is in others. I have to come out and find that. What am I? And understand it to get comfortable with me. Yes?
How that person returned, rejoicing and successful, and giving thanks to God and prostrating himself, and amazed at the wondrous indications vouchsafed by God.
Now, with a long paragraph, you will hear the end of this story. The guy will come back from Egypt now, is succeeded, yes?
And the coming to light of the interpretations thereof in a way that no mind and understanding can conceive. He returned from Cairo to Baghdad, prostrating himself and bowing and giving praise and thanks. All the way, he was bewildered and intoxicated by this marvel, by the complete change as regards his daily bread and the method of seeking.
Now, he knows the critical information. How should you try? And how is the success? And what's happening between? And the meaning of everything will change. Yes.
Saying, whence did he make me hopeful? And whence did he shower money and profit upon me? What wisdom was this, that the object of desire caused me to go forth from my home gladly on a fool's errand? So that I was hastening to lose the way, and at every moment was being farther removed from that which I sought. And then God, in his munificence, made that very aberration the means of reaching the right road and gaining wealth. He maketh losing the way an avenue to faith. He maketh going wrong a field for the harvest of righteousness.
This is his understanding. He's repeating it with himself, and he feels good and all that. But Rumi wants you to listen to this, to understand what's going on. What's going on? How is this? That if you look at this part of it, it's bad. But in the bigger plan, it was necessary. So it's good. You see what's happening? Your bad and good, your judgment, your logical judgment is silly. This is what you should get, because you have to quit this logical sense that explains everything. Yes?
To the end that no righteous man may be without fear, and that no traitor may be without hope. The gracious one...
No matter what happens, there is conclusion and there is the influence that comes back to the people. No matter what you do, somehow will come back to you. Because we are talking about you. Yes.
The gracious one hath put an antidote in the poison, in order that they may say he is the Lord of hidden grace. That bounty is not mysterious in piety. The forgiveness bestows a robe of honor in sin. The unbelievers sought to abase those who were worthy of trust. Abasement became exaltation, and miracles being displayed.
Okay, now Rumi, as usual, is bringing example. This. And he never gets tired of repeating all of this to say that. Look at it. It's always like that. Because when you name something, the opposition of that something is there, and they work together. Good or bad is in your judgment, is not in that. So you have to understand your judgment, your personality. Yes.
In their unbelief, they attempted to abase the religion. That very abasement was turned to glory for the prophets. Unless every wicked man had shown unbelief, wherefore should evidentiary miracles have appeared? How should a judge require evidence until his disbelieving opponent has demanded proof of his veracity? The miracle is like an honest witness to the indubitable veracity of the claimant.
And here, in the examples that it brings, is mu'jizah. What does that mean? What it means, mu'jizah? Means the brain is ajiz of understanding it. That's mu'jizah. Miracle means the stupidity of the brain to understand it, because it's something which is not logical. If somebody will do something like, I let go of this and this will drop down, is it a miracle? No. If I let go of this and it will stand in there, then what? Then none of you understand it. And you're shocked, because it is impossible, is it? Because we know that everything is possible. It depends on the condition. Prepare the condition. So, if there is no gravity around, it will stay there. They practice it in that station out there. The couple of guys now, they let go of it and it will remain there. This is the trick. Think about it, really. Yes.
Since they were being attacked by every ignoramus, God bestowed on them the gift of miracles and showed them favor. The plots of Pharaoh were 300-fold. All became his abasement and subjugation.
This is the trick. Do you remember the story? Pharaoh has the magicians. How many? The opposite side is Moses. Without anything. That's the miracle to begin with. And you hear about it, that Pharaoh will not succeed. This Moses succeeds. Why? That is the miracle. There is some influence from somewhere towards something. Am I correct? Well, this is visible. You could notice it everywhere. Everything is not happening logically. The extremes are always there. One piece of a stone. All the dinosaurs' fellows vanished. Just one piece of stone. And when the second one comes? Tomorrow. Now what are you talking about? Because this is what it is. There are happenings that we don't know why. We don't know how.